Looking across the street, standing below the ovine sculpture, is the doorway to York's most haunted pub, the Golden Fleece. With records of the pub going back to 1503, it certainly has been around long enough to host habitants that would rather not leave the comfort of the warm, cozy bar. It has also been host to those on death row, providing them with a final meal before their hanging on Bale Hill, whilst also allowing storage of the deceased in their cellars after their execution. Landlord after landlord, manager after manager, all report extra-worldly apparitions and spooky goings-on. One particular manager moved in, dismissing any premise of the haunting history as just old wives' tales and stories to entice the tourists in. She soon changed her mind, as she settled down at the bar at the end of her first day, a drink in one hand. She started to go through the day's takings. However, just as she started, she caught a glimpse of something, or someone, out of the corner of her eye. Fearing it was a drunk who was not content with going home for the night, she turned towards the figure to give them a piece of her mind. However, the phantom had disappeared. As she turned back towards her seat, a shining spirit moved quickly towards her, knocking over her drink before vanishing into the wall. Shaken, she took a seat, before her ears prickled up with the muffled sounds of footsteps, getting louder and louder, closer and closer. This was quickly followed by the chilling rattle of a bunch of keys and heavy breathing moving towards her. When she thought she could take no more, she felt an ice-cold hand rush up her spine, sending her screaming towards the exit. She wasn't a non-believer for long, that's for sure. A famous inhabitant of the pub is said to be that of Lady Alice Peckett, the wife of a former mayor of York, who lived in the very house next door to the pub. It is unsure why she decided to remain on site. However, there have been dozens of sightings of Lady Alice roaming the corridors, endless, waking guests up, loud, heavy footsteps in the early hours of the morning. There are many other regular sightings within the pub, one being a Canadian airman, Jeff Monroe, who died by being thrown out of the window on the third floor in the middle of the night. Whilst his body was found covering the street with blood, his spirit remained in the pub, and guests often report waking in the middle of the night with Jeff, head to toe, in his full military uniform, stood over them. Another resident is a young boy, aged only around 8, who can often be seen in the front entrance to the pub, dressed in Victorian attire. This young lad sadly met his fate when he rushed out of the pub and was run down by horses. His presence remains as a need to keep a watch out for danger when leaving the pub. And lastly, we cannot forget One-Eyed Jack, often found propping up the downstairs bar, dressed in a red coat, white wig and three-cornered hat, a pistol in hand and a sharp glint in his eye. He can be seen quickly pacing up and down the bar, keeping an eye, just the one, out for trouble. So, if you're bored of your group this evening and in need of making a few more friends, this is the perfect stop-off for a light refreshment and some new acquaintances.